Hi, and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA. I'm Kate Grumke. Missourians have cast their votes in municipal elections across the state, and the KBIA news team stayed up late gathering the sounds and results from election night. There were bond issues, city council elections, school board races, and winners and losers, from Centralia to Jefferson City and beyond. Here are some highlights from our coverage last night.
I'm Joshua Teasley in Columbia. Columbia Public School Board members Jonathan Sessions and Helen Wade won re-election Tuesday, coming in first and second place with 31 and 29% of the vote. The two hosted an election party at the Blue Restaurant surrounded by supporters and education leaders. Sessions says he sees his competitors more as collaborators because they're working to achieve a common goal.
The four candidates for this board, we're not running against each other. We're all running for the students to help the Columbia Public Schools. So we don't necessarily look at each other as competitors here. We're all collaborators.
As the final results came in, Sessions and Wade called fellow board member Paul Cushing to congratulate him on re-election. Sessions says he's excited to get back to work.
Really, the next 3 years are going to be focused on achievement. That's truly my number one focus over the next 3 years, improving students' opportunities for success.
Members of the school board plan to meet tomorrow to discuss their future agenda. Joshua Teasley, KBIA News, Columbia.
I'm Anthony Delfiaco here in Columbia. Paul Cushing finished third in the Columbia School Board race Tuesday, edging out Joseph Tropke for the final spot on the board. He celebrated his victory with a small gathering of family and friends at Flat Branch Pub and Brewing on 5th Street. Cushing said his primary focus would be promoting vocational education for local students who aren't entering college or the military.
I think it's really important that if we can provide more real-world skills, maybe partner with some employers, you know, to offer some sort of internships or any kind of idea like that, I think would be great.
Cushing finished with 5,521 votes, or 21.68% of the vote. Anthony Delfiaco, KBIA News.
I'm Hope Kerwin in Columbia. Several school board members celebrated the approval of the $50 million bond issue for Columbia Public Schools at Blue Restaurant downtown on Tuesday night. Superintendent Chris Belcher was also at Blue when the final numbers were announced at about 10 o'clock. He said he was thrilled with the community's support for the school district's long-term plan.
So we're going to keep working the plan. And every 2 years we're going to come back and say, here's what we need to keep getting better. I spent 5 years in this community talking to everybody that will listen to me, and just, this is a special place. Columbia, Missouri, you don't find places like this very often.
The bond was approved by almost 64% of Columbia voters, or a little more than 7,000 votes. The school board hopes to receive this funding by March of 2016. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
I'm Brandon Kiley in Columbia. The Boone County Fire Protection District will be able to make much-needed improvements to facilities and equipment in the near future. Unofficially, 72% of Boone County residents voted in favor of the $14 million bond issue on Tuesday. David Griggs is the chairman of the board for the Fire Protection District. He is appreciative of the Boone County residents for this vote of confidence.
We're going to get right after getting equipment and things on order and finalize our plans for all our station improvements. We've got a whole lot. Now the real work begins, but nonetheless, it's wonderful to have the opportunity to do the work to serve the members of the public that we provide service for.
Grigg says the first order of business will be to look at new equipment later this week. He also expects to set up a schedule for station renovations early next week. Brandon Kiley, KBIA News.
I'm Brady Finn in Jefferson City. Challenger Glenn Costales successfully unseated incumbent Kerry Turgan as the new representative of Jefferson City's 4th Ward. Turgan, who waited for the results with friends and family downtown at Capital City Cork, has served the past 6 years as a council member. After the results were announced, Turgan said she was disappointed in the unsettling news.
It's surprising considering as much as I do give, but if the community wants to go a direction that may be a little more backwards and negative, then that's the way they want to go, and so I would say good luck.
New councilmember Glenn Costales, who unofficially won the election by 47 votes, attended a private viewing party where he and his supporters waited for the results. He could not be reached following the announcement of his victory. Jefferson City voters also passed Proposition A, which effectively removes voting primaries from city elections. Brady Finn, KBIA News.
I'm Jack Howard in Columbia. University of Missouri graduate student Ginny Chadwick won Columbia City Council's first ward seat. Chadwick supporter Ivy Bowley began wearing a key with a blue ribbon before the polls even closed. It's a symbol Chadwick campaigned on.
Ginny is probably going to win the city council seat, and it's pretty much the key to the city.
Chadwick unofficially won more than two-thirds of the vote. Outgoing First Ward council member Fred Schmidt says Chadwick should remember to quote-unquote play well in the sand.
I think in a little bit he's teasing me because he knows that I'm a little bit more of a progressive candidate than he is, and we have some differences of opinion. So I think that he's saying make sure to hear all voices before moving forward.
She says now that she's a council member, she has a lot more listening to do. Jack Howard, KBIA News.
I'm Josie Herrera in Columbia. Tyree Bindum, a candidate for Columbia's first ward city council seat, sat at a long table upstairs in the Heidelberg surrounded by family and friends. Bindum was an untraditional contender for public office. As a member of the Baha'i faith, Bindum seeks to avoid contention, so he did not engage in campaign activities. We thought this was the story, but it turns out the election wasn't the only reason Bindum supporters were gathered last night. As results came in announcing Ginny Chadwick, the presumed winner of the first ward council seat with 68% of the vote, Bindum popped his own question.
You complete me, Nicolette. I can't even imagine life without your essence. From day one, no regrets. Would you be my wife?
And with a yes from Bindum's partner and now fiancé, Nicolette Bell, the election night celebration came to a close. Josie Herrera, KBIA News.
Those were some of the sounds. For the sites, go to kbia.org. That was Talking Politics on KBIA. Thanks for listening. I'm Kate Grumke.